This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you with AboveTopSecret.com podcast in reply to Springer's podcast on evacuating a major U.S. city. You know, I was thinking about this today, and I feel sorry for FEMA. FEMA is in a lose-lose situation right now. On one hand, if they screw it up, which is where I have my money bet, then they're going to be known as the most incompetent U.S. agency in history. Congress is going to boil their balls. Heads are going to roll. It's going to go down as a total fiasco for them to have screwed it up twice in a row in such a short amount of time. It looks like that's what they're going to do, too. You know, but you really don't know until after the hurricanes hit, after the bodies are caved. Well, you get people in there, you get, you know, the rescue underway, et cetera, and start rebuilding. But then again, think for a moment. What if they get it right? What if they actually somehow pull a rabbit out of the hat and the storm comes over? It's done. They're in there. They're helping people. They're doing what needs to be done. They get the hospitals up. They get the wounded or sick to the hospital. Get everything treated. Everybody's good and happy. You know what's going to happen? Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and every other racist hack is going to jump up and say, this proves that they are a racist organization. It proves the government is racist because in New Orleans, where it was major black people, they just didn't do nothing. But then, you know, you get over here in Houston and Texas, the governor's home state, then, you know, they were right there, Johnny on the spot. It proves they could have done it, but they didn't do it for New Orleans. I mean, it's going to be exploited for political purposes. They're in a, like I said, a lose-lose situation. If they get it wrong, then Congress will have at them. If they get it right, the people playing the race card will have at them. I feel sorry for FEMA right now. My hopes and prayers are with the people in Texas. I have a couple of good friends down that way as well, plus some family. And either way it goes, this is just going to turn out ugly, ugly, ugly. So that's my thoughts on evacuating a major U.S. city and the tough situation FEMA's in, regardless of their intentions. That's all I have to say on this right now. Love and light to each of you, Mr. Whoopi.